So let's talk to Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. And depending on how this reform is done, Bruce says he's not necessarily against this change.
I'm very cautious. Maybe it could be okay, I think is the way to sum it up. Obviously, on the face of it, you know, closing ticket offices is bad for passengers because they provide a service. But we're not, you know, impeccably opposed to change. And we have to recognise that paper tickets are a relatively minor form of, you know, ticketing. People are using smartphones and ticket machines and what have you. But for those few people who, for whatever reason, can't use a smartphone or a ticket machine, it's really important that that human presence is maintained on station. So that's the sort of big if for us.
And, I mean, have the government not made clear that there are going to be no compulsory redundancies here? So presumably ticket office staff would be redeployed onto platforms and the station concourse?
Well, in the short term, yes. But what we're looking for is a sort of longer term guarantee that that will continue to be the place. Sure, no compulsory redundancies, but there is natural wastage. People get redeployed in other jobs. And we certainly wouldn't want to end up in a situation where the only option is the electronic option and you can't talk to a human being on the station.
Are there presumably a lot of smaller stations even now don't have ticket offices and that they're completely unmanned?
Yeah, that's true, but you can usually buy your ticket on the train from a conductor, which might be also possible in the future at larger stations as well. You know, what can I say? That hopefully will remain an option, but I think, you know, for really busy routes, bigger stations, that's not realistic. Generally, of course, as well, we have ticket barriers at many bigger stations as well, so you have to buy your ticket before you get on the platform, and the only way to do that is from someone at the station.
But at the bigger stations, certainly on the mainline stations, there are always plenty of people around, aren't there? So I'm not sure how much difference passengers will notice.
Yeah, I think at the very large stations, things will remain the same. The ticket offices will remain open. I think it's the sort of medium-sized stations where the problem could lie. You know, the sort of town-sized stations. You know, if you close a ticket office there and you walk into a deserted... deserted platform, that can be a bit off-putting. I mean, there are many other factors as well, like, you know, sort of personal safety and getting information. The other thing about electronic ticket offices or ticket purchases, they're great for if you just want to go from A to B now. But where you have a potentially complex journey, like what's the cheapest way for me to get from A to B at 3 o'clock next Sunday, or what's the cheapest way, which route should I take? Those sort of slightly more complex inquiries, you need a human, basically.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't most people use the trainline.com and apps like that nowadays?
Those automated ticket websites and so on won't necessarily find you the cheapest deal. Again, they're great for, you know, the simple purchase, but things like splitting tickets or maybe queries about carrying a bike or whatever, you know, there are any number of possibilities of where a slightly more complicated question can't be answered by the train line or its equivalent.
But if you've got someone on the station concourse with a ticket machine, and
yes,
presumably they can still do that, they don't actually have to be sat behind the ticket office counter.
No, that's where we absolutely agree with you, yeah. So we're not opposed to changing roles, but it's the presence of that human who can, you know, help you to deal with those inquiries. That's the way to make it all right, as long as we've got that guarantee that that human will be there to help passengers in the longer term.
Well, that was Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.